Welcome to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. Now Hear This is a conversation with leaders in Indianapolis that are working to improve the lives of Hoosiers. Our goal is to empower you to join in their work and make a difference while informing you about the unseen aspects of life in Indiana. If you miss an episode, you can listen via podcast at nowhearthisindy.com. Today, we are going to talk about one of the coolest charities in Indianapolis, one that I really think the world of, and I'm so excited to speak to Indiana Executive Director Katie Pappas of A Kid Again. And thank you so much for joining me. Can you tell us a little bit about A Kid Again? What do you do?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on the show today, and I appreciate you taking the time to share more about what we do. So at A Kid Again, we provide hope, happiness, and healing for families raising kids with a life-threatening condition. And we do this by providing them adventures. So the adventures are designed to include the entire family, because we know sometimes siblings can feel left out, unintentionally, of course. Adventures are also group-based. So it's not just one family that we take to an adventure, it could be hundreds of families. And we do that because we think it's important that families in this kind of situation have the opportunity to connect with others facing a similar situation. And last, adventures are also regularly scheduled. So there's always something fun to anticipate. So our goal is to provide an adventure at least every other month, sometimes every month.
Well, that's really cool. And there are 27,000 children in the U.S. that have a life-threatening condition. Can you define what that is for us? What are some of the conditions that your participants, or I'm not sure if you call them members, participants, what is the range that we're talking about here?
Sure. So the families that we serve, again, they are facing, at least one of their children is facing a condition that is considered life-threatening. So that could be a kiddo facing cancer, a kid facing a rare disease that might not have another organization that can really embrace them, but also kids who might have type 1 diabetes or severe asthma, really anything that a medical professional will sign off on the authorization form that says, yes, this child has a life-threatening condition. So we see kiddos, again, with cancer, kids with muscular dystrophy, and so on. I mean, there's just a huge range of those conditions, and they're all welcome at A Kid Again.
So what are some of the fun things that you do? What are some of the trips or, I'm sure, let's talk pre-COVID times, and then we'll talk COVID times. So, what are some things that you typically have done before last March?
Sure. So pre-COVID, obviously we were in person and we were having a ton of fun. So we have formed great partnerships with the Pacers and the Colts and the Indianapolis Indians. So we've done all sorts of games and unique experiences, but we've also done things like go to the Microsoft store or the Apple store at the fashion mall and let the kids learn how to make a music video or code an arcade game, build a finger robot. So we try to provide a variety of things that any kid is going to be interested in at any age. We've also gone to Lark Ranch out in Greenfield during the fall time to, walk around the corn maze and hop on hay bales and things like that. So we want to, again, provide a variety of adventures. These are all local experiences. So we aren't sending families on a trip. We're doing things in our backyard that are fun and engaging and things that families don't have to worry about organizing or preparing or think about. They just show up, have fun, and we've thought of everything else.
So what about during COVID? What does the last year look like for A Kid Again?
Sure. So during the last year, COVID has provided us the opportunity to make a little pivot, and it's been fun and exciting. So initially, we provided some virtual adventures, things like bingo or a scavenger hunt or things that, parents could just say, okay, kids, hop on the computer. A Kid Again is going to, engage with you and have fun. So we did some virtual adventures, a magic show, which were a ton of fun. We also, I'm very excited to say that we also developed kind of a new program called Adventures in a Box. And so these were take-home activities that families could do together. So we, as the Indiana chapter, have done three of those during COVID. And they've been things like you know, fall festival or fall time activities, crafts, you know, just things that the families can do at home together safely. We did pickup parties. So the families would drive in and pick up their boxes, and we would have volunteers cheering for them and handing out extra treats and gifts. And we've also expanded to include esports adventures for our families. So for a lot of our kids, they are gamers and they like esports. And so we are dipping our toe in that and excited to offer some more esports adventures later on this year.
We are talking to Katie Pappas, who is the Indiana Executive Director of A Kid Again. And their website is akidagain.org. You know, when we often talk to nonprofits that deal in support, it's usually, you know, some of the tougher stuff. It's like food delivery and some of that other stuff. So can you talk, and that's kind of like everybody inherently gets that if a person is running low on food, like that's necessary, right? Can you talk about the necessity and impact of A Kid Again on a family and a participant that is going through a medical issue? What do these fun activities, how do they impact the families that you work with?
So adventures have a huge impact on families. And I think you and I and listeners can probably more so understand what these families go through because we've now experienced COVID. So A Kid Again families experience COVID-like situations for as long as they have a medical condition. Think about, you know, our feelings of isolation and social distancing and washing our hands and being safe. These families that we serve do this sometimes for their entire life. And so it can be very exhausting. There is a, you know, it takes a toll on your mental health. And so adventures provide that opportunity to look forward to something. They provide a little bit of hope. And again, you know, that we're all about the fun. We're all about making memories. But again, we are here to support the entire family, help them connect, create a community that they can lean on, because they have some real battles they're fighting. And if we can be a part of helping them make a memory together and connect with others, that's what we want to do.
That's such a great point. I mean, you know, really profound, actually. Just, I think about how I look forward to going to Steak and Shake in a week and a half, you know, sometimes where it's like, I've been in the house for 4 days straight now and I get to go to a business meeting later, you know, like it's, and just that mental shift. I mean, it really helps put it into perspective what these families go through. And you mentioned the sibling. I mean, can you talk a little bit about if a child has one of these life-threatening conditions, what impact does that often have on the sibling and how does A Kid Again help heal some of that?
Sure. So siblings can feel a variety of things. When you do have a sick child in your family, they do require a lot of attention, whether it's doctor's appointments or therapies or procedures. They just inherently require more focus and more attention. And so siblings can feel left out. They can feel disconnected. And what we do at Adventures is help them make some new friends. You know, siblings from other families create these bonds because they are experiencing that life-threatening condition in a whole different way. And so connecting them with other kids that understand that is really important. Again, it goes back to that mental health and making sure that, you know, the whole family unit is supported and has the opportunity to just take a break. And so we're so excited and so honored, right, to include the entire family and include siblings and make sure that they feel just as important as everyone else.
So let's talk about participation. Let's first start, if someone is listening and they know of a family or are a family that might qualify, what are the qualifications and how would someone get involved in your adventures?
Sure. So some of the qualifications are to be enrolled in A Kid Again, you must have a child facing a life-threatening condition. They can be of age from birth to 20. And so you know, I love that we have this expanded age opportunity for enrollment. And then beyond that, you know, you just fill out an enrollment form and get your doctor to sign the form and you're in our program. And you can come to one adventure that we do or every single adventure. The other thing that I love is, say the sick child is in the hospital or has to stay home or, you know, whatever, can't come out to the adventure, the siblings can still come. So they are just as involved and included as you know, as the sick child.
Yeah. And so what if someone doesn't qualify or is not, you know, doesn't have a child who is in this situation? How can they participate? How can they help? How can our listeners get involved?
Sure. Well, we are a nonprofit, and so we love volunteers, and we really rely on volunteers to help us make sure that adventures happen. So, you know, from coming out to adventures and volunteering and making the families feel welcomed, you know, helping refill a drink, helping refill a plate, that kind of stuff means the world to some of these families. You can serve on committees. You can get involved on our board. There are a lot of opportunities to help support our mission. And again, we couldn't do it without volunteers.
What about financial contributions?
Absolutely. So these adventures, as we continue to grow, we currently have over 200 families enrolled from across the state of Indiana. And, you know, financial support means that we can do more adventures. So whether it's attending our events, making a donation online, those are all opportunities to get involved and support us.
Because these adventures are no cost for the families, correct?
Correct. No cost to our families to attend adventures.
Okay, very cool. And do you have any programs coming up or any events that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. So we have a lot of fun things planned for 2021. We've got, from the adventure standpoint, we're doing a couple different bowling activities, socially distanced, very safe, and a couple different bowling alleys in the city. We're also doing another adventure in a box in March and partnering with a really cool company that is doing more of a STEM-based adventure in a box, so that science, technology, education piece. We also plan to go back to Lark Ranch. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we will do a couple of esports adventures too. And then from the fundraising side, in late spring, we will host our Capes and Crowns event. That is a peer-to-peer fundraising opportunity. It's a family fun fest, super, you know, invite the family out. We'll be at a park. In late summer, we will host our third annual Nashville Comes to Noblesville, which is a really cool, casual event held at Mustard Seed Gardens in Noblesville. It's a singer-songwriter night, very much like a writer's round experience that you'd have in Nashville, Tennessee. And then in the fall, we will host a golf outing. So we've got lots of opportunities.
Yeah, so what will it mean to these families when they can be in person again with other folks?
You know, again, I think us being together, you and I understand this now more than ever. I think it will really mean that they're able to connect again and they're able to feel like they are a part of something and not isolated. And just, again, have the ability to make that memory together, because that is important. It's very important.
Because I would imagine when you're a parent of a child who has a life-threatening condition, being with other parents who are in that similar condition, that I've learned over the course of this show that nobody understands that position like another parent.
Absolutely. They are advocates. They are warriors. Those parents, they obviously will go to the ends of the earth to support their kids and make sure they have the best care. And but they need support too. And they need to know that they have a village around them that can provide advice or provide a shoulder. You know, just that opportunity to connect is really important.
What is the one thing that you see every day in your work that you wish everybody understood about what you do?
Oh, that's a great question. I wish people understood just the value of having fun and smiling and making a memory. It really does a lot for your mental health. And I think that it's important to remember that it's, there is, there are a lot of people in our community that are suffering and need help. And we have the responsibility to wrap our arms around them. And at A Kid Again, we do that by providing adventures.
Katie Pappas, Executive Director here in Indiana for A Kid Again. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. This has been awesome.
And again, their website is akidagain.org. Thank you for listening to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. If you missed any portion of our program, you can listen on our website, nowhearthisindy.com. If you'd like to have your organization featured on the show, please email Gabby at nowhearthisindy@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening, and we will be back again next weekend with Now Hear This.